Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to just speak on a personal note really quickly about my speaking, which this is kind of a meta conversation, not meta as in Facebook, meta as in very high-level conversation real quick, and it's about my speaking tone. When I first got started in business, very early on, I launched Social Media Money Makers, which some of you might have been listeners or subscribers of. It was my original podcast. I released, I think, well over 50 episodes. And at the time, in Social Media Money Makers, I made a real effort to be super professional sounding, very clean cut, no ums, ers, or ahs, not normal pausing. Like I spoke like I was a radio host. I spoke like I was, you know, welcome to today's episode. And a lot of times, even up until today, I still speak that way. I don't speak that way in real life. I speak that way on social media. I speak that way in YouTube videos and on Reels and here on this Build Your Tribe podcast. I oftentimes catch myself speaking that way. And partially, this is a good thing. Partially, this was helpful. Partially, as a 19-year-old business owner, it gave me some credibility and it gave me some respect. If I was 19 years old, speaking like a 19-year-old, people might not have respected me as much, or at least that's what I told myself. So I kind of adopted this more professional-sounding speaking tone and speaking voice. Also, I think that a lot of times this kind of professional radio broadcaster style of speaking can be really attention-grabbing. If I'm like, hey there, everyone, you know, welcome to today's episode. Today, we're going to get to talking about, that's not as engaging as if I'm to say, hey, everyone, welcome back to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. On today's Quick Tip Tuesday, you know, the high-pitched voice and the going up and down in my tones and the energy and enthusiasm, that's something that definitely grabs people's attention more. So just on a personal note, something I'm working on right now is being more true to my natural speaking tone, speaking volume. Still speaking in a way that's engaging. I mean, I'm not going to sit back on the couch and speak real low and pretend to be something I'm not. I am a very energetic person. I am very vocal and animated. I am the person who it's like, hey, Brock, you're speaking a little bit too loud. Turn it down a little bit. That's definitely me. But at the same time, I'm not a super polished, refined, professional speaker. I can turn it on when I need to. But something I'm working on for you, as well as for myself, is maintaining the level of energy, maintaining the level of engagement provided by my speaking, but being more conversational and more real. And I think for you as the viewer, or the listener, I think it's going to allow you to connect with me a lot more and feel more relational to me. Like you're going to be able to empathize with me a little bit better and just relate to the things I'm saying. And hopefully that allows you to learn and soak up the information I'm sharing a little bit better. That's just a personal note. Today, what we're going to be talking about is not necessarily a hard and fast tip for social media. You're not going to get the three tips to going viral on TikTok. I'm not about to share my latest trends and hacks for you. But in my opinion, this Quick Tip Tuesday might be even more important. And this applies to all social networks. In fact, I would say that today's quick tip applies to all of business, and maybe even, if I can be so bold, all of life. And that is to keep in mind, to remember that everything in life ebbs and flows. It flows in and it flows out. The tide rises and it lowers. As I'm recording this, I'm sitting at my parents' beach house in my mom's podcast studio, which looks directly out at the Pacific Ocean. So as I'm speaking right now, I can see waves crashing, washing up the shore, and washing back out. And the same is true on a super small level if you're looking at engagement on Instagram Reels, or if you're looking at super big picture like the world economy or the stock market or business trends as a whole, everything ebbs and flows. Another way of looking at it, and a term that my mom likes to use, is seasonality. And basically what that means is that everything has a season. Just like crops growing in a field have different seasons, different areas of our business have different seasons. Sometimes you're in a season of growth, massive growth, new customers, new leads. Sometimes you're in a season of learning, of skill development, of practicing and refining your expertise. Sometimes you're in a season of waiting, which can be a really tough season to be in. But one of the analogies I love for the season of waiting is to imagine yourself as the arrow in the bow and arrow. So when the bow is being pulled, when the string is being pulled and the arms are being straightened, the arrow might not feel like it's moving. The arrow might feel like it's perfectly still. The arrow might feel a lot of tension and uncomfortability, and it might even feel like it's moving backwards a little bit. But what the arrow doesn't recognize is that that season is preparing it for the next season. That moment in the arrow's lifespan is preparing it for the launch, for the rapid acceleration and rapid growth. And I think it's important to recognize the ebbs and flows and the seasonality of business, of social media, and of life. One of my favorite quotes that I heard from my college football coach back when I was playing college football, of course, was, life's like a wave, and you have to learn to surf the wave. And I don't know if you've ever been to the beach before, or if you've ever tried to surf, or if you've ever watched someone try to learn to surf. But as a Southern Californian, being raised at and near the beach, it's very funny to watch. And you can clearly see when someone's brand new to the ocean, they're just getting thrown about and they're getting tossed around, and every new wave hits them and they can barely catch their breath by the time the next wave crashes on top of them. And it takes them 45 minutes just to get out past where the waves are breaking and get to a spot where they can even catch the waves. And that whole time they're just, you know, struggling to keep on top of their board and struggling to stay afloat. And there's lots of things to learn there, but it shows, of course, that they don't know how to surf. They don't know how to ride the wave. Instead, they're just letting the waves happen to them. The waves aren't happening for them. So I think that it's an important lesson to learn in life is to ride the wave. There will be ups and downs. There will be crashing waves. There will be big swells. There will be periods where the ocean looks more like a lake and it's totally flat and there are no waves, right? So you have to learn to surf the wave. You have to be able to cope with those ups and downs. And a huge part of learning to cope with the ups and downs is just recognizing that there's going to be ups and downs. I got a message from someone yesterday on social media and they were like, Brock, help. I think I'm shadow banned. I might need to start a new account. And whenever someone starts with, I think I'm shadow banned, my alarm bells go up, my red flags go up because I'm like, well, you're probably not shadow banned, but let's see why you think you are. And they were like, I had been doing really well. All of my reels had been getting a lot of views. And then I posted a reel and it didn't do very well. It like flopped. I think I'm shadow banned. And I was like, okay, well, first of all, if it's just one post, or even if it's a few posts, you're not shadow banned. Like, most likely it was just the content, maybe the time you posted it. I don't know what you did specifically with that post, but for whatever reason, that one post wasn't a hit. So no, you're not shadow banned and you shouldn't start a new account. But really what this person was failing to recognize was not just the ebbs and flows of social media as a whole, month to month, year to year, but also just the ebbs and flows from post to post. I mean, you might make a great post and it does amazing. And then you post the exact same thing or the exact same level content or even a better piece of content the next day, and it just doesn't do as well. Everything ebbs and flows. People are on social media at a different time. People are using social media in different ways. The world always changing. I mean, think about it right now. So many people are experiencing low engagement right now, and they're failing to recognize there's a major global crisis going on. Like, the world is close, and I don't say this in a joking matter, to World War III. I mean, if you flip on the news, you know what's going on in Russia invading Ukraine. Like, this crazy, and it's scary, and there's innocent people dying. And a lot of people are turning away from social media, or they're using social media in a different way. They're using it to educate themselves and to learn more about what's going on rather than focusing on whatever it is you're posting about. That's the major thing going on. So it's normal for social media to ebb and flow. It's normal for there to be ups and downs, plateaus, peaks, and valleys. Chasing quick growth leads to no growth. Focusing on slow growth leads to sustained success. When you're chasing hacks and quick fixes and virality, it's going to lead to a lot of frustration, and you're likely to bounce from trend to trend and strategy to strategy and never really grow. When instead, if you focus on one strategy and you stick with it and you focus on slow, sustained growth, well, then that's what you're going to get. You're going to get sustained success. And so I want us all to just take a deep breath and know that, hey, maybe if I'm not growing a ton of followers right now, I might next month or I might next year. But I'm not going to throw my hands up. I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. I'm just going to keep chugging away. You know, when I was writing my notes for this quick tip, I was reminded of like two of the most basic storyhood tales that I remember from my childhood. And the first one that comes to mind, maybe one of the most famous, if not the most famous children's books of all time, The Tortoise and the Hare, right? Slow and steady wins the race. Like that's a lesson that we're teaching to little tiny children. Yet a lot of times we get to adulthood and we forget all about that book. And we're like, oh, well, my Instagram needs to be viral success. I need to blow up on TikTok. I need to get my podcast to 1 million subscribers overnight. When instead, what this childhood book, which was most likely read to every single one of us, was trying to teach us was that slow and steady wins the race. Don't try to sprint for a week or a month and get burnt out and then not post again for another month. Slow and steady wins the race. Another book that I read all the time, or rather was read to me all the time as a child, was The Little Engine That Could. That's the train, and it's like going up a mountain, and it says, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I know I can. And that's speaking to two things. Number one, the consistency to just keep going. Like, it's going up a mountain. It's tough for the little engine, but it just keeps going. It just keeps chugging along. It just keeps reaffirming, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, until finally, I know I can, I know I can, and then it does it. It makes it to the top of the mountain. If you haven't read the book, I'm sorry to be a spoiler for you, but eventually, the little engine that could, it does, and it makes it to the top of the mountain. And these children books, as simple or as cliche as they might sound, they're important, necessary reminders for us as adults. To take a deep breath, keep believing in ourselves, just keep moving forward. Things are going to ebb and flow. The waves are going to crash, recede, and crash again. Learn to surf the wave. Learn to embrace the ebbs and flows and the seasonality of business and life and social media. And if you can stay consistent, you will achieve sustained success. And as always, happy networking.
Don't forget to check out instaclubhub.com. Brock and I are helping people crush it on Instagram, and we have so much fun doing it. Why not build your business with us by growing your audience on Instagram? We'll make it fun. We'll get the job done. We make it easy, simple, and seamless. So check out instaclubhub.com.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. From Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.